We should start with Taisis, and then we should learn the, what I like to do is, well, you know, I think we really, you know, sometimes the beauty of a smaller sugya is that you know what you're working on. Takva Kalim was like, everything was up in the air. So I think what we hit yesterday already, we know what we're, the main topic. The main topic we talked about yesterday is whether we know the motivation of the takana of Dalet Amos was in Osin Ansuye. The shayla is, what is the mechanism? So the first shayla is, you could say the mechanism is the motivation, meaning that the mechanism is that we want it, we did it, we get it, we get whatever we want. So we want Dalet Amos be kinda, so we say Dalet Amos is kinda. Why? Because I said so, right? I'm the boss. So then, in a sense, there is no mechanism. The mechanism is because that's what I want.
That's the Rashba.
I don't know, Rabbi Meltzer. You're ahead of me. But there's two reasons you're ahead of me. You're ahead of me because you look. But I'm not ready to admit that that's the Rashba.
Okay.
Anyway, but the Maisa, we'll see. That's one possibility. So according to that possibility, the surah of the takana means the where it should apply would be only wherever the motivation applies, because the motivation is the surah. The other possibility is that the Chazal had some, you know, even though they had a motivation, but they have to find some surah
mechanism.
The surah mechanism is not. It does nothing to do with what the motivation was. It just obviously has to encompass the motivation to accomplish the goal, but it could accomplish much more. Okay, Benjamin, sorry, are you back in the airport again?
Yeah, I'm headed home.
Okay, boy, oh boy. All right, welcome. Guy Mesiris Nefesh. Okay, so let's see Taisis. Arba Amas Kenesho B'Kol Makom. In time are the eight on the iris, some are got me going if just the Shabbos. But you may got every I say, Potter, this is Shabbos, you can have a bump gachon. Become our eat after just a rabbit, Mr. Shabbos, he goes, you can have a lack of my arm is kind of slow. So Titus takes on as a dover pashat in his kasha that Arba Amos kind of by Geneva. And therefore, he asked Akasha that you should have a kimelei bedrabamine do by Geneva. Right?
Does also Latzmi apply over here? Could also Latzmi apply by Geneva?
Very hard to hear. How's it going to apply? Ghana's going to be upset that he didn't.
That's like such a liberal shita. Like the Ghana is the victim.
Yeah. With poor Ghana, he's working so hard to steal. And he's not going to succeed in getting a Kenyan. Okay. Right. So, Boshev Shad, I'll say that does not apply. No. So, Tavis apparently in his Kasha.
Can you Chutzer?
What?
In he others, was learning that Dalet Amos is patterned after Chutzer.
Okay. I don't know. Again, you said.
Ahmed Vesey Santos, it sounds like that now. And then the Gemara also puts them together.
I would say that, you know, there's what Tavis learns. That the Lashon Arba Amos Kenes LaBachol Makom is mashma that it's a Kenyan everywhere. In other words, I'm not sure I have to commit that it's a Kenyan Chatzar, but he held that it's not limited just to Asin Ansuye.
Rashi obviously argues. Rashi's shot right over here obviously avoids this whole kasha.
Why?
Look at Rashi. Rashi says.
Well, Rashi says
For
there's no way in a million years that you could possibly say what Rashi's saying apply to Ghana, because I'll say that it's for anyone else to like.
No, slow. Like in the basic point is Rashi said Dever shall hefker, so there's just nothing to talk about.
And also,
right, okay.
I looked at the Mugginar Giburim, that's what he said. That's the point that he makes. He said, the fact that Rashi limits it to Dever shall hefker answers his question,
right?
Okay,
thank you.
Yes, but so it's a little funny. That why is Taisus, in other words, that just that makes the Taisus a little bit more funny. Taisus asked Akasha. First of all, he should have seen Rashi. And he should have also seen the Gemara. The Gemara says, my time, because of us in Ansuye. So obviously that doesn't apply, Meganeva.
Yeah, but we know that Dalet Amos has more application beyond just the Metzia, though. So those
how do we know?
Because of Ahmed Beis.
Ahmed Beis what?
Where we see it as a notion of Kenyan Dalet Amos that exists also by other things, too. So when the Chazal make a takana,
how do you know? Where did you see that it works way
out? Well, the Gemara
get.
Well, the Get and the Gemara by Ketana compares says that the Machlokas is Chatzar and Arba Amos, either yes or no on both together. It sounds like they have a lot to do with each other. Also, Tosfos on the top of Amud Beis.
Big Machlokas by Mecca Ketana.
I don't know. In other words, it's a little funny. Now, we're trying to figure out the movement of the Havin and Askana. Now, Tosfos, for some reason, let's leave it a little bit unclear. Tosfos, for some reason, even though L'chaira, he saw Rashi, and even though L'chaira, he saw the Gemara, and the Gemara says, Asin Ansuye, but Tavis took on as a Dover Pashit that it extends even when you don't have Asin Ansuye. I would assume that Tavis felt that way because of the Lashon. Arba Amos kind of B'chol Makom. It's Mashma, you're kind of everywhere, but okay, I don't know. But Tavis, for whatever reason, assumed that. As a
what's the case in Ksubis? How do we understand the Ksubis? What's the chiluk? What are we
the
saying?
The case there is a person is stealing on Shabbos, and he's moving in. He's pulling it. Migarin.
That's so Mashiach. Huh?
From what? Without picking it up, he moves it without picking up. It's a heavy thing.
Is that a Kenyan or not a Kenyan?
So that's the problem. The Gemara wants to say that it's not a Kenyan. Wants to show clear that it's not a Kenyan.
Kimwe is a Kenyan. Has to be
Kenyan. What?
Megara is a Kenyan. Has to be because we're saying it is Kimwe Marabne, right?
No, the Gemara itself is not. Once he's blitz here from the Rishus, they expected it to be a Kenyan.
Right. Where is it? Ida Afkin Rishus Arabim. Isur Shab is Ikut. You're pulling the Shus Arabim. So
the first part.
But the Gemara says, the Gemara is talking about, that depends where you're pulling into. If you're pulling into your Rishus, so then you got a Kenyan. But if you're pulling into Rishus Arabim, Isur Shab is Ikut.
What do you mean your Rishus? Your Rishus a Yachid?
Yeah, maybe. Yes. But if you're pulling into Rishus Arabim, the Gemara says,
I'm saying I have Dalet Amos in his Rishus? I'm sorry, it's just slow. I have Dalet.
Oh, that's his Chatzar.
Why not Dalet Amos in his chatzer?
I don't know. Look at the Gemara is talking about Bishusar. Well,
that would be a gutsy takana to give a God of Dalet Amos in the chatzer.
You have your own chatzer, you don't need Dalet Amos. Octavius is interested in the line. It says there, either Afghan Rishusar Rabbim, if you pulled it to Rishusar Rabbim, so you're Chayiv on Shabbos because you moved it from Rishusar Yochid to Rishusar Rabbim. Is a Geneva Lekka, but you're not Chayiv on Geneva.
Why don't I have the first Dalet Amos by the guy's Rishus? As soon as I take it, I have Dalet Amos right then. I don't know anything about Dalet Amos. Somebody else Rishus, somebody else. This what's Rishus around? What's the difference?
There's no, the Gemara is going to say there's no Dalet Amos in someone else's Rishus.
Right. We don't know that yet. Tysus doesn't know that yet. Where does
Tysus does know that yet? Right? First, Tysus knows that. This is a Gemara later. Tavis is asking a sira between our Gemara and a Gemara in Ksuvis. So the Gemara in Ksuvis is allowed to go with our Maskana.
Whoever had a Havamina that you could have Dalet Amos in the Rishus of that you have no right to be in.
I don't know.
It's Ani. By Ani you have it.
Ani, you have a right to be there.
That's a whole story. That's a Shiloh.
There's no sad that you have Dalet Amos and you try to steal, like you break into someone's house, you have Dalet Amos in his house. Like, what? That's nuts.
Our Gemara will have this.
That's the Torah says you could go into the
flat roll. Is a flat rule.
Okay. Anyway, is
there a mile to the Ganes?
Gemara. It seems that there's no Dalet Amos and someone else's Rishus.
Is there a mile to the Ganes if there wasn't Issa Ganeva? Would it help the Nigzo?
I don't know. I don't know. There's a machlokes excites and the Nesivis, whether the Kenyan Geneva is for the good of the Ganav or the good of the Nigzo.
Maybe that's what he's saying. The Osila Tznui is like to help the people. It's the same idea. Like,
Did you want to give him a
Nisig Geneva? I don't know. That sounds like what Mehechi Taisi. You know, just because.
Rabbi, isn't there no Geneva?
Doesn't mean we make every takana under the sun.
Isn't there no Geneva because of
Kimlay anyway? We know Rashi.
Isn't there no Geneva because of Kimlay?
The Gemara is discussing Aus Kimlay. The Gemara is saying that the Gemara is saying that you don't have Kimlay, the Gemara in Ksuvis is saying, that Sugya in Ksuvis is Gupa Shaila and Kimlay. So the Gemara is saying that if you pulled into Rishus HaRabim, so there is no Svar of Kimlay because you're doing a Mice of Isser Shabbos and there is no Isser Geneva.
Why not?
Because there's no Kenyan.
Why not?
Because you're not kind in Rishus HaRabim.
Why am I not? Who said that my Da'at Amos is not kind in Rishus HaRabim? That's where the Kasha from.
I don't need. You're asking to that type of Kasha.
What does have me before that step? Rabbi's two steps ahead.
Stop, please. Taivis's Kasha is the Gemara says over there. The Gemara doesn't. The Gemara over there, Pasha's never heard of Da'at Amos. Forget about that. Gemara just says, makes a statement. I don't know. The Gemara says when you pull it into Rishus HaRabim, Iser Gneva Ika. You're doing Iser Shabbos Ika. You're doing over an Iser Shabbos, and Iser. But the Gneva, you don't have. So Tavis asks Akasha, why don't you have a Gneva? Because you're kind of with Da'at Amos.
I didn't know where the pashtus was that you can't make a kinyan in Rishus HaRabim. I don't know what the
No one said there's such a pashtus.
No, Tyson says.
No.
Tyson says, why not? I have this other mechanism. What do you mean, why not? Who says you can't in the first place? What's the problem?
You're not kinda. The Gemara says
when you megara something from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, it's not a kinyan.
The Gemara just says that you're not kinda. That's a Gemara. The Gemara doesn't discuss Da'at Amos. The Gemara is discussing Kenyan, Kenyan of moving. The Gemara says when you move it from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, there's no Kenyan. So there's no Kenyan, there's no Maisik and Ava. Tosis, based on our Gemara, that he knows that there's such a thing as Da'at Amos, has a Gasha. What about the Kenyan Da'at Amos?
So it sounds like the Rabim cancels. I mean, if it's coming to Rishus HaYachid, okay. But if it's coming to Rishus HaRabim, I can't make the Kenyan. Somehow the Rabim cancels my ability to make a Kenyan.
Tyvus doesn't understand. That's Tyvus's Kasha. Don't try to answer Tyvus's Kasha.
Tyvus already said it can't work. He has a new mechanism to say it does work. The new mechanism is the Kenyan Da'at Amos.
What mechanism do you want it to work?
The fact that I'm a gar or something into Rishus HaRabim, I brought it now. I did a mashicha of whatever that mashicha is.
Oh, I mean not Da'at Amos.
No, I'm saying.
So that Kenyan doesn't work. Yes, there's no.
Why not? Because the Rabim.
Okay, I don't know. I'm not learning Hilfus Kenyana now. There's no such Kenyan. Let's not go up and down. I don't know. I don't know why you stumped me.
No, it sounds like the Rabim canceled that Kenyan, and now a new Kenyan in the Rabim is able to make the Da'at Amos.
In that case, Mishticha doesn't work. Whatever it is, the Gemara says Mishticha doesn't work.
It's not relevant to our sugya. It's not relevant to us right now why no other Kenyan works. Tosos just wants to know, tell me Kenyan Da'at Amos.
I'll tell you why, because if the Rabim normally cancels a Kenyan, because it's the Rabim, it's the
next doesn't say anywhere about Rabim. The Gemara there says it doesn't work. No.
Okay.
It doesn't say that.
Okay. Tavis Kasha is, why doesn't you get a Kenyan Da'at Amos? That's Tavis's Kasha. Morris says, you don't have a Kenyan, so why don't you have a Kenyan Da'at Amos? So I'm saying Tavis apparently in his question takes for a Dover Pushit that Da'at Amos is a Kenyan by Geneva. So we're pointing out that Tavis is having, is a little strange that, you know, because Tavis is asking a Kasha, it means he has to be pretty adamant. Even though he knows that Asin Atsuya doesn't apply, Parin Asin Atsuya does not apply. So that means that Tisus is adamant that the lozin on Sui is only a sim, is only the siba, but not the mechanism. And the mechanism is in all the cases. Okay, that's why this is kasha.
Yesterday we touched on this thing. I mean, do you have to have any das to have a kinyan with this Dalet Amos?
I don't know, but Ganav doesn't need das.
No, okay.
Every Ganav, otherwise every Ganav, well, why, you know, Ganav will be smart. He won't have das be kind. He won't be kind. So Ganav, either you don't need das or the das to lignov is das. It's a shayla. I think it's, but whatever it is, you don't need, the das of Geneva is sufficient for das for Geneva. Either you don't need das or you have it. I'm pretty sure it's about.
Isn't the Kinyan Geneva a knas from the Torah?
What?
Isn't the Kinyan Geneva like the Torah knasing you?
So says that. Whether is it good for the Ganav or is it bad for the Ganav? In other words, is it the Kinyan Geneva a way that the Torah uses to make the Ganav chayiv on Einzim? So the Kinyan Geneva is bad for the Ganav? Or the Kinyan Geneva is really good for the Ganav because the Maisa, he gets a Kinyan that is kind of a Giyash and Shini Rishos. And for some, in other words, the chayiv Tashumin comes no matter what. And this is Tam, a benefit, whatever he gets, because he's kind of. So I'm pretty sure that's a Machlekes slice in the Sivis, whether the Kinyan is a knas or is a benefit. But anyway, but the Maisa, a Ganav is kinda, even if he has no explicit das be kinda, just as das lignov. Das lignov is the sufficient das to be kind of a Geneva.
Maybe so that's the answer. That's not called Shina Rishos. Maybe Rishos Aram is not called Shina Rishos.
We're not talking Shina Rishos. We're talking about Kinyan David Amis. You should be kind of with David Amit.
Without Mashiach, correct.
You don't need any Shinish. It's a different type of Kenyan.
I say, why wasn't it kind of before? When he brought it from Turishas Aram, why wasn't it kind of? Without David Amit, why when the Ganav brought it from one guy's house and he brought it to Aram, why was it kind of?
I don't know, and I don't care.
Not Shinish.
Okay, fine. But we don't know. All we're learning in Taifas is David Amit.
Right, because that's what gives him the rishos. That's what Tyson is asking. Let me have him rishos. Let him have a rishos.
Okay, let him have the Kenyan Dawud Amis. Whatever the Kenyan Dawud Amis works. However, I don't know on Kanye Dada. I like being more ambiguous. You want to say Dawud Amis works as Kenyan Chatzar? Very probable, but in 99% you're right. But I just trying to be ambiguous just to be safe. So Tyson's Kasha was that you should be kind of with David Amos. Yesh Leimar, the big neighbor of Tikna Bondadikni, and of the Mitzia, the Lawasin and Suye. You get me, should be good enough. So, Parship Shah, David's answer is what? David's Amin, it was that by Geneva there is a Takana. So, what's David's answer? The Geneva, there is no Takana. What's his switch?
Well, what? Whether Chazal or talking by Geneva.
Yeah, but what's it totally on?
And so, well,
doesn't have to necessarily have changed how he understands the kana to be working. Chazal could have just made a said it's a chatz for lagavi this and not lagavi that also. No.
So you want to say that those could have said that's and Taibis is just saying Taibis have a mean of hell with the Aaron Herzberg saying. I like it saying because I'm going to argue with you, so don't go away.
I'm still here.
Okay. So I'm going to say like this. Taibis in his kasha, the fact Taibis obviously in his kasha knew that Awasin and Suya does not apply to Geneva. So what was Taibis's kasha? Taibis's kasha was that he felt, knowing his das, bikias, and shas, that the Rabbana, whenever they make a takana, they always have it suris a takana. They don't make a takana just because we want to, so we make it. They make it surah as a takana. Different type of self, it must be that there's a surah as a takana here at Kinyan Chatzar. Fine. Type is in his answer.
Let me say over what he wants to say.
So, Kim, Tom's. Pritzker says Sam is Savra, that Tavis in his answer is totally changing his learning in Shas. Tavis and learns in his Havamina that there has to be a Tsuris at Taikana. So obviously in his answer, he also agreed that the Tsuris at Taikana. So therefore, logically, the Tsuris at Taikana should include Geneva too, because when it's not getting it's a Chatzar. And for Tavis, even though they made a Chatzar, they made an exception, because this is by Geneva. We don't, you know, this is, they're not going to make it a Chatzar by Geneva. Is you're helping Ganovim, or you're helping people be Duaveris. So it's one thing, we make it a Chatzar, Kinyan Chatzar by Mecca Kumemker, even though there's no Nasin on Suye and by Matana, but we're not going to do it by Geneva.
He doesn't have to mention Get. He doesn't have to mention Get in his tarot.
Yeah, what else doesn't he have to mention?
Nitzi and Get.
But what else doesn't he have to mention? I agree with you, but what else doesn't he have?
The Geneva Lo
Tekinu?
In other words, according to this chat, the Iker is Chasim in HaSefer, because he doesn't explain why Geneva is different. He doesn't say, he should say Geneva Lo Tekinu, because it's an Avera. Instead, he says,
we don't want to help the guy in this case.
I am sure if the Rashiva Tzah was here, this would be the Rashiva's first Diak. Why does David have to say the material?
A long time ago.
And say, what? I'm sorry. Why did David have to say that? That's the Pharisee in the Gemara.
No, he didn't.
So why in the world? What was it?
Yeah.
Right. It's to say the Wasin on Suye if it's the Pharisee in the Gemara.
Yeah, the other guy. But he says, a MoPro guy, what's his name?
Yeah.
He told him, you get what you pay for.
You have to mute.
I don't really know what he did, because all I know is, bother me. Yeah, you know, at the beginning, yeah, you know. And then,
Yosei?
Bother me, didn't bother us. He told me,
Somebody messaged him on WhatsApp.
Yeah, I just made it. Sorry about that, guys.
Okay, we'll try with that with this. Okay. Anyway, so the Maisa, so we said this. I think that would be the Rashiva's first diak. Why in the world does Tavis have to say Dinawasin and Suye? That's in the Gemara. The Gemara said Misakin because Dinawasin and Suye. Tavis knows that in his Havamino also. Why does Tavis say something in his Havamaskana that he knew in his Teretz? Right? Obviously, this is part of Tavis' Teretz. Tavis is saying, Tavis is explaining. I'm saying they only made a Takana they didn't make Takana by Geneva. Why not? Teretz is because it doesn't have the motivation of Loasi and Ansuye. Right? So it sounds like, not like Aaron Hertzberg. Because Tavis is saying...
What's the Havamina then? What's the Havamina?
Right. No. The Havamina was Chatzar. The terrorist is it's not Chatzar. It's a special Kenyan. And no, but only in the
Havamina, do we say Lo Asuli and Suya would apply to Geneva? Is that what you thought?
No. No one would say Asuli and Suya applies to Geneva.
I don't know why we have to go... I don't know if we have to go so far as to make the switch if it's working in Tam Chatzar or it's its own Kenyan. We could just... Totosis Havamina help. That is across the board. The mechanism is different than the motivation, and the Teretz is that no, it's just the motivation, and that's why he has
the Rebbe's kash is very good. Just say it doesn't apply to Geneva.
No, because he's Tavis is mechanish that we have to look at the motivation. Tavis is saying that.
So then, Adarabba, why does he have to say Geneva at all? Just say the Tiknu Ela B'Metzia and Get.
Yeah.
That is what he's saying.
No, but why does he have to be in Ava as opposed to other things? Just say the Takana was only in Mitzion and Aget.
Because his Parship shot is his question was from Geneva. So it just saying Geneva.
But if he's gonna say that the Takana was only by Mitzion, that already also tells me that it's not in Geneva.
Right,
or any other thing that you might think of.
So therefore, what Tavis is not allowed to, he's allowed to speak out his hand. I think that's what Tavis is saying.
Tavis is
saying, the Gneva, the Tikna, the Tikna, and where were they, Mitzaki? The Mitzia, only because here you have to describe us and so you get. I mean, take care, Tavis is Mashma, that by Matana and Mekachol Nebka, they were in Mitzaki. In other words, Tavis, the simple reading, I would agree with Rafi, that it sounds like, but it's that Tavis and his Avamina assumes that we make it, that Takanas have a serious Takana. And David's answer is no, the Takana is only where there's a motivation. And
Tavis thought that in the Havamina because it says B'chol Mokim, right? It doesn't mean in every piece of land, it means in every situation. B'chol Mokim, Tavis thought in every situation.
No. The Gemara later said B'chol Mokim means in every piece of land.
Tavis Havamina
is not arguing with the Gemara later. The Gemara is asking a kasha on the Gemara in Ksuvis. The Gemara in Ksuvis is working with the Maskana of the Gemara. So if the Gemara Maskana says Kol Mako means every piece of land, then Tavis is not going to ask a kasha based on a mistaken reading of the Gemara.
Why should Tavis think in a half? I mean, that works every single place. Maybe you should start out just thinking it just works for the motivate for the
that's
the
a,
point.
That's a good question. I agree with you.
The answer is because it says Kol Mako. That's
but Tosis has to know the whole Gemara.
You can't say because it says Bikol Makom, because you can't argue with the Gemara. You can't answer against the Gemara. That's
why the Gemara, how could the Gemara have such a Havamina that that's what it means? It doesn't work out.
The Gemara never had such a Havamina, that's what it meant. Gemara says Bikol Makom means every place. That's what the Gemara says.
But I thought at the beginning of the year, Rebbe was saying that Tosis Hechrek or something is from the Lashon Bikol Makom.
Not because Bikol Makom, just Abraham is kindness.
No.
Where does get come from?
Yeah, it makes a universal statement. That's the word called mako. Kol mako means every place. But it's mashma. Abraham is kindness everywhere. Abraham is kindness.
Is there a Gemara somewhere about get that you claim the Dalamas? So it's all over here.
There is apparently some Gemaras. Apparently Yishami, I don't know.
And it says because of Iguna, it says that somewhere already?
I don't know if it says Mishum Iguna. I don't know. I don't know.
Doesn't it get into Sefer of Law, Sefer Kerev Law? Isn't that getting to Dalaramas?
I don't remember. I tell you, my Pekias and Shas is not so good. Don't know. It could be. Anyway, so again, so the movement that Tavis is a little funny is that it's the Tavis in it. In other words, if you say like me with the Lashon, then it's not so bad. In other words, to say like Rafi exactly, it's a little funny because like Tavis is like debating Klalei Hashas. Tavis and his Amina thought that there has to be a Tzura to the Takana, and the Takana is not limited only to the motivation. And David's answer is no, the Takana is limited to the motivation. It's a little funny movement. Always knows that you can not limit, you can limit Takana to the motivation, but you thought the Lashon is not mashma. But it makes, and then it makes David's question very weak. It's a very weak question. If you say,
what's option B?
I'm hogging the stage. It's a little funny. It's just the movement between Tavis and Maskana. Like Tavis is cash, it sounds like the answer seems too obvious. So if you say like Rafi, the answer was, the Havamina was that Tavis knows a Klau and Shas. Klau and Shas that the Rabbanan always make a mechanism, and therefore there must be a universal mechanism of Tinyan Chaser, like a, you know, Stein. But then Tavis answer is funny. So what he's doing, he's throwing out his Klau and Shas. So though funny, if you learn not like Rav, learn like me. Tavis made a dig in the Lashon. G'dav and Amis kindness b'chol makom. So when his answer is a dig, not lav dafke. He doesn't say anything in his answer about the dig, about the Lashon. Was that dig such a strong dig that he was based to Kasha?
If you say like Rabbi, then that's his answer.
So it's a little funny. I don't have I'm not happy with the movement. between the Ham and the Haskalah. Like, why Tavis and his Ham and didn't know this answer seems pretty obvious. And if there is some reason why he didn't know this answer, then how does he switch in the answer? Okay, that's a little bit of problematic. Okay, everyone can speak.
Could there be a switch?
Rebbe.
Could there be a switch in what Lawasi Lin Sui and Gemara means? He's changing what that means?
I doubt it. He doesn't say he's switching. So why, if he wanted to switch, he would have to explain what it means.
Somehow he was
But if David had a different pshat and Lawasi Lin Sui, he should explain the new pshat. Explain the old shot. He doesn't. He just use the words.
I think I saw in the sheet that they learned loy plug. Lawasi Lin Sui was the force, and then after that, loy plug across the board.
Okay, I don't need. First, you came in on the gang of share, and you kept on telling me Kenyan Chatzer, which Kenyan Chatzer is not called. Kenyan Chatzer is not loy plug. Kenyan Chatzer means it means a mechanism. Okay. A plug is something else. So, okay, they're, obviously, there are different sheetahs flying around here. Okay, wait, what you wanted to say a chat?
Well, I think that the Tysus is switching completely off Kenyan and Chatzer. I mean, it's a radical switch. He's just saying we're forgetting about, because the Havin is Kenyan Chatzer means everything. It's all or nothing. You can't pick and choose Kenyan Chatzer. There's terrorists, we see that you can't, once you make an exception for a Geneva, you have to make an exception for other things.
Okay, so we're trying to understand, like, what motivated Tavis and his Havamina to assume that it's Kenyan Chatzer? Mar doesn't say Kenyan Chatzer.
Like Rabbi said, that's a normal standard Kenyan.
Okay, so we're saying, you're saying it because usually we make a, because we want a Tzura. Right.
Well, I'm a bees is mashed with a dollar.
What happened to Tavis' answer? He doesn't know the need of Tzura.
He's Hechroch. He's Hechroch.
It's funny, the movement in Tysus is a little funny. That's what you're saying. The movement that is funny. Okay, let's go further.
What's the problem that B'chol Mokim is mashman every situation? And the answer is no. Ella over here.
What's the problem with that? Okay, fine. But the I don't know if that's what the words, but the Gemara on our days says the Chomago means even every place. So I don't know to say that Tavis thought that the Chomago means for everything. The Gemara and the Gemara says not like that. The Chomago, we can't argue with the Gemara, right? In other words, the Gemara says later on our days. The Gemara says. It says Rav Sheshes Amar Ki Tikna Bar the Simtah of the Rabbim. Rishon Ander of the Rabbim Al Tikna Bar Vovachol Ma'akom Kamar Kol Ma'akom Asui Sidim Rishus Rabbim. So the Gemara is translating Kol Ma'akom means places. So I don't know. Davis Lachar can't have a kasha arguing not knowing the Gemara. That just don't sound right.
There's no way to say Tyson thought that the Geneva was a mile to make. That's like Tyson's Teretz. He sees that there's an advantage to make a Metzia and Get. There's an advantage to make Dalet Amos. So it can't be that in the Havamin he thought that there's an advantage to Geneva too. And the whole Teretz is that the Geneva there's no mile, there's no advantage.
Where does he say
that
by Geneva there's no advantage?
So it's Iker Chaser. That's what I'm saying. Geneva the only mile is by Metzia because.
We pointed out, he mentioned the Osir Ansuye. It sounds like, I think that's a very good deal. The fact that Tavis says Osir Ansuye implies that there's Tavis is saying that clearly the Sfar of Osir Ansuye does not apply by Geneva.
He's saying that's a great svar. Like, in other words, that's a real need. Lawasi Lin Sui is a real need. Igun is a real need. Geneva is a shvacha need. The Havamin he thought was a good need. And the Torah says, no, only Lawasi Lin Sui. The Gemara says Lawasi Lin Sui. Tosfos is saying it to show you, no, that's a really powerful need. Igun is a powerful need.
Putting a lot of words into Tosfos.
Yes.
I don't know.
What's the need by Geneva?
I do not like that. I would like that.
Very simply.
Wouldn't we be pro-fighting by the Ganav? It's like a good idea. Someone should stop them.
What?
We should be pro-fighting by the Ganav. We want people to stop them.
Rebbe said it's a Ketzayis and Nesiva. Someone said that it is a Mile to make it a Ganeva.
That okay. The Chazal would therefore go ahead and be Masaki.
I don't know what the Ketzayis says.
Let me go further.
Can we say that Tysus is switching Gufa, whether we read it like with Matzaima or without Matzaima?
Meaning that the switches. I don't think we're gonna learn the change in the gears.
I don't mean the change in the gears per se, but the way we're reading it, meaning that in the beginning he's reading it as just a Siva, and therefore it's going to be across the board, and then he's changing it and saying now no, it means Dafka only with a reason.
Yeah, but the question is that is what we're saying, but we're questioning what's motivating. Why, when David asks the Kasha, he has to have a strong Hechrok, otherwise you can't ask the Kasha. And if David had a strong Hechrok, so how in his answer did he just throw it out? That's what we're bothered by. Well, it's just
because he has proof from Tzuvos that he doesn't have a Kenyan.
He also had a proof from Tzuvos, but he still felt it's fair. It's not like he didn't know the Gemara in Ksuvos. He knew the Gash in his home, you know? He feels it's fair. So then his answer, he's saying, no, it's not fair. Can I go further?
Wait, can I have a reading question?
I don't believe in reading questions. I was a Rabbi Nyman. Rabbi Nyman said, you're not allowed to ask any questions, only reading questions. So I would ask Rabbi Nyman, what does this word mean? He would say, tell me. And say, oh, but it can't mean that because I don't have that question. You know, I don't fall for reading questions. Okay.
With the Yesh Loim, the Gneva Lo Tekina Rabbana Dekani, is that, I'm not sure if that's what Rabbi David Max is saying, but it says, the Yesh Loim, the Gneva Lo Tekina, that means that there was a separate takana on Gneva and a Metzia and that, or it was like, as opposed to like a broad stroke, if it was a broad stroke, it should say, no, Ella here, only by Metzia, as opposed to everyone else.
I mean, it's the broad stroke, that the broad stroke did not include Gneva.
I'm saying it's just the way the word sounds, I thought it sounded like it's like each one is individually. Beginava loy tekinu.
I don't know. That would make Tavis's Havamina very, very schwer. The Tavis Havamina was that there was a special takana by Gneva. Why would he think such a thing?
I have absolutely no idea. That's why yes, there's a Lashon Kasha.
So therefore, I'd rather say that he just means that they didn't make it by Gneva. Okay, anyway, let's continue. In other words, so the Parsha Pshat, the Hemchek and Tavis, as we're saying nicely, is that once Tavis is playing, that it's not a broad, Tavis and his Hamina also Nuget. Right? We're saying, why does Tavis bring in a Get Mishim Iguna? Tavis is because Tavis always knows Get. But Tavis and his Hamina had no problem with Get. Get makes perfect sense. The reason why Get makes perfect sense is because Tavis and his Hamina thought that once Rabbana made a Takana, by Metzia, so they extended everywhere else because they made it like if you want to say they made it to Chatzar, so it applies to everywhere. So it extends everywhere. So therefore, they includes Get too. But once Tavis in his answer is Mechadesh, that they don't extend it everywhere and it only applies where they said it and they only where they're motivated. They're only motivated by Metzia. So by Gneva, they're not motivated, they didn't do it. So Tavis has a kasha and who's by get also. Then you don't have the strap and also on Suye.
Why not?
So why are fighting on that? Tarot says that by get there's a different motivation.
Plenty of fighting by get.
What?
There's plenty of fighting by get. If you're not sure, Karavla without all these rules.
I don't know. No, that the Asin on Suye of Karavla, that's not because that I say the Asin on Suye is not because I say I was there and that every if David Amos is not kind of. Well, they're fighting it because I tried to be kind of, so I get into a fight. I don't know, that's a special fighting by Metzia. You don't have that by get.
According to the way Rebbe is learning right now, in this answer, Mekach Memkar, it will work or it will not? It will not work.
It will not work. Even though I know we're going to get to the rush, and the rush might use the same lotion, and he might say, Befresh, it does work. But that'll be a problem. As it stands now, I would say, Tavis' answer is, that they're only misaking by get by Metzia because Asin Antsuye will be get Mishum Iguna, and therefore it does not work by Mekach by Mekach Umemka. But okay, but that
can I ask a question? Why didn't those give I think you a simpler answer is keep the original lambdas, but say that by Geneva, the Rabbanan didn't want their takana to work because it would cause the ganav to be putter, and they didn't want to do that.
Maybe they didn't have such a svara. Maybe there's no, why not? Why there's nothing wrong with making the takana work by Geneva. It's not like this.
We don't want to help the ganav.
Who said you're helping the ganav? I don't know if that's called helping the ganav.
It's getting off the hook for the ganav.
Only in this one case of
Ken. Yeah, in this case.
But what about, no, because once again, we're saying it doesn't work not on a weekday also. We're not saying that only doesn't work on Shabbos. That would be very hard. We're saying that the Dawud Amis doesn't work by ganav, period. And Rishon, Sheni, Shishi, you know, most kind of them don't steal on Shabbos. A good guy is Shabbos.
Good from
Rabbi, okay, let's go weiter, please.
Rabbi, when we're saying that by get there was a takana, we're saying it's a separate takana, a positive action by her, as opposed to like by Metzia, it's one action over here, it's another takana, or pshat is that we made a broad stroke, we excluded Geneva. And remainder is these other ones that worked out that we don't pot to, you know, we don't exclude them. It's pshat that we made a separate one by get?
I would assume not. So I assume that they said that Rabbanan had two motivations and they made one takana, one, you know, they killed two birds in one stone.
So let's say they didn't have Metzia. They would have made by Geneva, they wouldn't have made by Geneva. By get.
Yes, maybe. Pashtus.
So nothing to do with it on Suya, it's Thomas. We wanted Mishum Aguna, we wanted to
make just that I would assume that they made both takanas at the same time. Pashtus. But okay, anyway, let's go further. So here I am stuck. What's Taifa saying? Let me get a Gemara in Ksuvis for 1 second. But what's Taifa saying with this last little line?
It appears that...
Yeah, I'm listening.
Oh, it appears that Tosfos is saying that later on there is a mandamar in the Gemara that the whole Kenyan of Dalit almost doesn't work in Rishus Arabim.
Yeah.
And since here we're talking about a Ganav who's taking Rishus Ayachet to Rishus Arabim, there is no Dalit almost in Rishus Arabim. Nothing to do with Ganav, whatever it is.
Yeah, okay.
Therefore,
Tosfos having me to stand.
Wait, I want to. Therefore, what?
Therefore, Tosfos cannot ask, let the Dalit Amos be Kona for him.
Well, but what about the man down where it doesn't look like Rav Sheshes?
Well, maybe we don't pass him like
that. Okay, he just gave an answer for him.
So who cares with Rav Sheshes?
He said, one of the Rav Sheshes, this question doesn't even start. And maybe
therefore, his initial process.
And maybe we can revert back to the Havim. You know?
Wait, I want to hear. Is Taisa saying, that, is he keeping his first answer or is he dropping his first answer?
I would say that he says we can drop the first answer and go back to the Havim. You know?
So then how did you answer according to the non-Rav Sheshes?
According to the non-Rav Sheshes, you need, you have to say the second answer.
The first answer.
The first answer. You have to say
the first answer. So what do I care? What do I care? That in Rav Sheshes is good. What does that do for me? Yippee-i-ho, you know? Like,
well, we always prefer the Havim, you know? So Tosfos saying.
Not when you make him a focus on Ryan.
What's the point? Why make him a chleik? So if let's say we were right, that there's that according to Davis's Teretz, it doesn't apply to Mecha Chumemker. So what Davis is making him a chleik is a Ryan, whether or not it applies to Mecha Chumemker. So I was going to say, according to Rav Sheshes, it does apply to Mecha Chumemker, and the non-Rav Sheshes people say it does not apply to Mecha Chumemker. Taiz wants to make it. I mean, why would Taiz make such a machlekes? Once you see in the non-Rav Sheshes, why do you want to make a machlekes?
Maybe he's singing the Gemara.
Because the Lashon is doichik. Taiz is fiyal that v'yesh lo'im is doichik. It's doichik. The original, whatever he thought in the Havim, was doichik to say that Teretz. That's a very forced tariff.
But maybe the Gemara and Ksuvos like Rav Sheshes. You gotta say it. So why do I care?
Maybe the Gemara and Ksuvos like Rav Sheshes.
Ketufa.
Okay, so you're saying You're saying this is the Tavis is giving a different answer. He's saying drop my first answer. And Rav Tushayshas is Osi Shaper, and the Gemara in Ksuvis is going like Rav Tushayshas. Right, since I wanted to get a Gemara in Ksuvis. Gemara in Ksuvis is a is what is it? It's a Stama de Gemara.
Sounds like.
So why didn't he give that answer first then? Why didn't he just give that answer?
One second. I'm Rabbi. The Lashon HaTosas are the same.
Yeah.
Yes,
it's not about Ketosos. Just you feel like
the problem is let's just speak out so everyone. In other words, if Davis's answer is that Gemara is Rav Sheshes, and Davis didn't answer that in his Havamina, will incorporate what someone asked because Davis feels that's Daichik to make a Gemara like Rav Sheshes, then he should have said that Gemara goes like Rav Sheshes. Davis doesn't say that, it doesn't say. That Gemara goes Rav Sheshes. Just Rav Sheshes. It's also sharper. The mashmos is it's more like mashma the other way. That Tavis feels that there's a kasha on the everybody in our Gemara has to fit into Ksuvis. That's it. So according to Rav Sheshes, is no problem.
What the goal of the Kenyan is a dochic way to split it up, but it's makes more sense.
Can I just say this over? I want to make sure. Now there's a simple reading of Tysis. I have a degree. I don't know who said it. I'm going to use that. I don't remember anymore. The simple reading of Tysis is that Tysis is saying another answer to his kasha. Tysis first guy. Tysis has a kasha, and he has two teretzim. One answer is that there's no takana by Gneva. The second answer is no. Of course, there's a takana by Gneva, but the Gemara over there is going in Rav Sheshes. And according to Rav Sheshes, it's no problem. There's no Dawud Amin. It's in Rosh Hashanah. That answers the question. But the problem is that that's difficult in the language. Now, it's not the end of the world, but it's difficult. Because Tavis should have said the Urashashas, not Urashashas, also Shaper. We always knew, Tavis and his Avamina always knew that Urashashas is also Shaper. No, there's no Kasha Urashashas. That Tavis Avamina thought that Gemara is going like every, not did not think that Gemara is going like Urashashas. So Tavis is making mechadesh that you can make and you can say that Gemara is going only like Rav Sheshes. So it's obviously a little bit daichik to say a stomach of the Gemara was going only in one day. But you should say Ud Rav Sheshes Asi Shaper. You should say this chiddush that the Shleimar that the Gemara in Ksuvis Asi the fear of Sheshes. But Tavis's words is Rav Sheshes Asi Shaper as if in his Havamina he thought that Rav Sheshes is not Asi Shaper. That's a problem. In other words, who cares that Rav Sheshes is Asi Shaper? What about the other Madamar?
Maybe he just means Rav Sheshes is a better. Rav Sheshes is a better legabe because it's a bit duchik to say Chazal were being like an arbitrary look at the takana based on what they just the motivation. Even though the tzuras takana would be a little like it's a little bizarre. Rav Sheshes the chiluk that Chazal are making as far is a lot more natural. Chazal the takana itself was
okay. It's just so why is David saying that? Obviously, in Rav Sheshes it's simple. In Rav Sheshes,
Rav Sheshes is the same answer. You would have told the rabbi.
If I would ask you, David's in his Havamina. Did he know that according to Rav Sheshes is no kasha? I'm sure maybe he did. Not. It's obvious. It's about how elementary as can be. The Rav Sheshes.
Because you say, what if you had a case of Geneva where
Tavis could have never not known this. Rav Sheshes says, Beferish, point blank, there's no doubt that I was in Rosh Hashanah Rabin. The Gemara in Ksuvis is talking about Rosh Hashanah Rabin. They want to get an Issa Daraisa of Hotsah. So obviously, It's elementary that according to Rav Sheshes, Tavis were not, there's no problem according to Rav Sheshes. The reason why Tavis asks Kasha is because Tavis did not want to say that that Gemara, which is a Stam Gemara in Ksuvis, it doesn't mention our Sugya, is only going in Rav Sheshes and not in the in the first day of that.
But in Rav Sheshes,
what is Tavis's big deal? They're saying in Rav Sheshes,
because Rav Sheshes could still have Geneva. Rav Sheshes, you're preserving Geneva, even if it's not, it's just not Rav Sheshes Rav. Let's say he dragged it instead of Rav Sheshes Rav into a Simta or something.
Yeah.
So Rav Sheshes, in theory, you still, Chazal never knocked off Geneva. So if you don't have Rav Sheshes Rav, you could be over Geneva with the Dalai Amos. The dochik of saying Chazal explicitly
why would you say that? Andre, I don't agree with you, because once you see in the first, according to the first Mad Amar, the non-Rav Sheshes, what would he say if you grabbed it into a Simta?
That's Geneva is Geneva. Is excluded. Because Geneva is dochik.
So why should we make a machlekes between Rav Sheshes and the first Mad Amar in Geneva? They argue it's just a rabbit. To make a new machlekes amarim. There's a machlekes amarim in our stig and rishus harabim. There's no hechro because of ksuvis. Ksuvis is the Gemara speaking. So why should Tosfos make up that there's another machlekes according to Rav Sheshes? There is a kinyan by Geneva, and according to the other Madamer is not. Why? Why make a machlekes?
It would follow from the first machlekes. If Chazal knocked out Rav Sheshes, they wouldn't have much reason to go out of the way after that to also take out Geneva. No?
Why not?
Like most Geneva, because most Genevas are going to be the Rav Sheshes Rav, and that's how you get out of the Rav Sheshes Rav. No?
Rebbe,
I'm not a survey, most Geneva are just a rabbi.
From that, most of you're trying to, would you be able to utilize that almost when you're taking it out of the Rav Sheshes Rav?
I don't know.
Rebbe, I made a mistake before. I said B'chol Makim means in every situation, but B'chol Makim means in every place. Like Tosfos originally thought, and Tosfos had a problem with the Lashon B'chol Makim in every place. It's not true. It's just a rabbi, right? If we're saying now that B'chol Makim means that this Dalai Lama is even Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, then that word Mechalmakim has a problem. It's a steer with the Gemara. No, the Gemara is asking, according to this Mandama, that we don't know anything about Mechalmakim, that Lashon Kasha. The Gemara, we have right now a problem with Mechalmakim. Is it true that Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Kaina or not? According to our Lashon, Pashas Havamina, that even in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Kaina, I, Ksuba, so it's not. So Mechalmakim is not really true. So Tosfos, even though,
I don't agree with your God. The Gemara in Ksuvis is going according to the Maskana of our Gemara. Gemara in Ksuvis does not have to work out according to Havaminas in our Gemara.
Rebbe, I'll answer the Kasha. They're saying the Gemara's answer at this point right now. I'll answer, give you the Gemara's Maskana in a second. At the Gemara's first teretz, the word B'chol Makim does mean even Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, every single place. The Gemara doesn't make that split. So the Gemara is saying only, so that Tosfos, even though it's normally kind of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, but by Geneva, that's where we excluded it. So Teres of B'chol Makim does mean in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. It's just the Maisa was excluded. But according to Rav Sheshes, as he's saying, according to Rav Sheshes came along and said, you can make a split in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to Simta. He keeps the Lashon of B'chol Makim. He splits over the whole Lashon itself. And that's what Gemara is. On Rav Sheshes, it says B'chol Makim. And for Rav Sheshes, don't worry about B'chol Makim. It just means, it means only by Simta, not Rosh Hashanah Rabbim.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know. Okay, you're entitled to your chiddush.
There's no issue to rise by a simple.
What? Okay, there's no malachas Shabbos. Anyway, I know. To me, it's a little funny. What type is? I suspect if you look around at the people. They will all say, let me just get back to our point.
On this point though, if he really meant that, shouldn't he have said Bishlam Alur of Sheshes? It would be fine, but according to everybody else, he should say it that way.
That's self-understood. That's what Tosfos is asking.
No, but he doesn't. He says Sheshes like an afterthought.
Because the Parshat Shad is because you have to work out to everyone. So there's no reason to say Bishlam. Everyone understands. You have the way, in other words, again, and I hear. In other words, the simple answer in Tosfos is simple pshat in Taifas is Taifas and is having a thought that the Gemara in Ksuvos is going according to everyone. And Taifas and his Taret is coming up with a daichik that the Gemara in Ksuvos is only going in Rav Sheshet. The problem is that's not mash from the Lashon of Taifas. Because then he shouldn't say, he should say that you could say that the Gemara is Rav Sheshet. He's not hitting the nail on the head. So you have to say he's indirectly hitting the nail on the head. He's saying Rav Sheshet is Asi Shaper, like I always knew. And therefore, you could say that Gemara is Rav Sheshet. So it's a little diving. The other mashmos is to say that he's saying that Rav Sheshet. Not that Gemara is going according to Rav Sheshet, but he's just pointing out that Rav Sheshet is all shishap, and Rav Sheshet doesn't need what I said before. But that's l'chayre daichik, because why make a double machlekes between Rav Sheshet and everything else? Once you prove that the amount of Amar that argued Rav Sheshet holds that there's no takana by Geneva, then obviously he holds that way because that's the Yashris. And if he holds that way because that's the Yashris, then Rav Sheshet should hold that way also, because the two machlokes and l'chayra are not totally zebizek. Just especially because they have a machlokes, whether there's a kinyan down house or shus harabim, there's no reason to assume they're going to have a machlokes if there's a kinyan down house b'geneva.
So, especially if it's true by other cases, like with if it's a border machlokes, like we were saying earlier, that whether it's a tzura or not a tzura.
Yeah, well, so I thought that...
So that would be worse, even. Not just an extra case of the argument that it's a whole different lumbus in the subject.
Okay, so it's a little unclear. So I'm stuck. So I think we have to read more people. But, so let's do like this for tomorrow. First of all, we should look at the rush. There's a rush right here that almost says... Okay, we'll have to look at the rush. And it probably, if we're doing the rush, we can look at the Poputa Charifta. Okay. What?
Yes.
Yes, the Poputa Charifta always pay. And there's somebody on argues on the Poputa Charifta. I forgot already who that was. I remember there was one of the Akhlainim to argue the Poputa Charifta. Okay, I forgot. I know it's in the Biyur bring Sam. Remember, I once worked on it. So I don't remember who it was. But anyway, so let's start with the Rush and with the Poputa Charifta Ospe. If we finish that, which I doubt if we will, but you never know. So then I would like to look at Rav Nosson Meltzer is quoting a Rajba, and that sounded very interesting. So I would like to look, I would like, if we have time, I would like to do everyone. I mean, is it Rashba, Rabban, Rashba, Ritva? They all three talk similar, but they might all three sound like they're saying a little different. So I'm not sure. But I would start with the Rush. We probably won't get much further than the Rush. But
is our goal to circle back and explain to us this? Is that the goal?
Adelni, how long were you in the Rashiva chair?
Year and a half.
So didn't you hear the Rashiva's Masha from the Divna Magid with the bow with the bull's eyes?
Yeah.
Okay. The Rashiva, there's this great archer, and he comes in the forest and he sees the arrows and they're all in the bull's eyes. He's amazed. How did someone, he sees his kid is shooting arrows. He says, wow, you got every one of the bullseye. How'd you do that? He said, it was simple. First I shot the arrow and then I made the circle, right? So the Rashiva used to always say that in learning, we have no goal because we don't know what we're going to be able to do. First we shoot the arrow and then we decide what our goal is. Our goal is to answer whichever question at the end of the day we succeed in answering, right?
I thought Rebbe was going to use that marshal to say that, of course, Rebbe has this in mind all along, and that's why we're painting the arrow.
No. I think she used to say that when you start a sugya, you don't know where you're going to end up. So first you shoot the arrows, you see where you end up, and then you go back and you reconstruct it You know, you like very often in the Mershir used to make a popo share. The last step of the blot share was the first step of the popo share. You know, yeah, there was, you know, everything you reconstruct the sugya based on the, knowing but what your answer
is. Isn't that to some extent though showmanship when it comes to share? The market share usually knows which way he wants to go and he's just doing it for the Talmidim.
In which way? The Yeshiva did not know where he wanted to go.
No, I'm saying, Rebbe really not know which direction he wants to go? Rebbe did
this? Of course not. I don't need it. That would be against my principles. And also,
Rebbe would know. I don't think he would know that.
My laziness principle. And, you know, I mean, I'm going to prepare in advance. Please.
I always had the impression with Rebbe Harris, for example, when Rebbe Harris gets here, that he knew exactly where he wanted to go, and he was just leading us along the path.
Okay, Rebbe Harris is not as big as an Atzlan as me. I'm a bigger Atzlan. I don't like to want to prepare. We go in order.
Rebbe Harris just like manages to reconstruct from the ground up exactly the exact same chesed he did 7 years ago. I remember like sometimes in cheer, he would then at the end, he would say, Taka, this is what I said 7 years ago, so the exact same steps. And he would go through it at like the last day. And he'd like remember like that everything was the exact
did
same.
He remember that beforehand or he only remembered it at the end?
I'm assuming that he didn't lie. Rebbe Harris keeps good notes also.
Okay, anyway, I don't know, but I do not prepare in advance too much. And my preparation in advance is that I gave shir this morning on the same sugya. But that's about as much preparation. And I do not know where we're going. I really don't know. Either we're going to work on Tavis or we're going to work on the Rajba or the Ritva or the Ramban or in the Rush. We don't know. We'll see. But whatever it is, it's a very interesting sugya. It happens to be a very geschmack a sugya because it's a sugya that you can, it's not such a big sugya like talk for a time that there's just too many unknowns. There's just basically one or two unknowns. So it makes life much, much easier. It's definitely a favorite sugya because it's just an easy sugya. And it's an easy sugya to get right into the lamdas because the lamdas is, what was it, surah, the takana. Okay. Anyway,
so on this point that we're saying, I don't think we focused so much on the fact on why does Tysus's Havamina the way it is? Meaning, why does he assume that it does work for Geneva in the beginning? And is that his starting point? Therefore, he has a question. Yeah, why doesn't he just assume?
That's a good question. We did not have a good answer for that. Because what the movement between Havamina and Maskana, his answer sounds too easy. So what was his big question? And he answers, no, it doesn't apply to Geneva because there's no Asin on Suya. Like, didn't you know that in the
Havamina? Mehechetesi does apply to Geneva.
What?
Mehechetesi does apply to Geneva. So that's what I'm saying. Like, what's his assumption that it's going to apply to Geneva? Is it because of Mechachal Memphar?
We thought the reason is because Tavis assumed that a Takana needs a Tzura. And the Tzura would have to be Kenyan Chatzar. The Kenyan Chatzar
could it be because excluding Geneva also includes Mechachal Memphar?
It's very hard because Tavis doesn't mention a word.